Praise God. Praise God. And once again, we want to welcome Sister Evelyn Sprinkle, who is going to be speaking with us this morning. Many things can be said about Sister Evelyn Sprinkle. For one, she is a prayer warrior. She's done so much to help the church. Even recently, she's helping the church in many ways, and she is a great model and example to our ladies. So it is a pleasure and an honor to have her this morning. Sister Evelyn Sprinkle, are you there now?
Yes, I am, Brother Vic.
All right, I'm going to turn it over to you. Take your liberty, sister.
Good morning, church. First of all, I want to thank God for Brother Stephen Mantooth. I can't even describe it. There's not even words to describe how God has swept into all of our homes, how he used Brother Stephen Mantooth to talk to us. It was like the heartbeat of God. And I can feel God this morning because it's been on me all night. And bear with me for just a second. There were some things that I was going to talk about, and the Lord scratched all that out. So I'm just going to go the only way I know how, when God leads me. And I want to thank God first because he loves us unconditionally. And he knows all our needs, even before we know them. And so I'm so thankful to be a child of God. I'm thankful that I know him and that he lives in me. I want to go to a scripture. Let me back up. And I want to thank Pastor and Sister Clark because they love us. They love us unconditionally. And with God being the shepherd and our pastor, the under shepherd, we are blessed, church. We are blessed above measure. Anyway, I want to go to Psalms 103. I know Pastor talked a little bit about this psalm, his benefits, but I want to go to number 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dwelt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. And this is, I've lived by this scripture because I know that I'm undone. I know that God's not done dealing with me. He'll never be done dealing with me. And in 14, he says, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the Lord. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I want to talk to you guys just for a few minutes. I want to tell you through all this, through this pandemic, before it started, before we had the shutdown, God had been dealing with me. And I don't know if all of you know, but I retired the 1st of March. And that was a long journey. It was 3 years of seeking God to make sure that I was in God's perfect will to retire. And there was days, I got to tell you, I didn't hear nothing like, I must have prayed over a year and never really felt anything. So I just kept praying because he's got the answer. So that meant I needed to stand for a while. So as all this came about, when we weren't able to go to church and I was already retired, I thought, wow, you know, here I'm retired and I can't even go do what I want to do. And so the Lord started dealing with me. And how he's dealt with me is that he's had me look in the mirror. He's had me look at myself. He opened up. He let me see what was really in my heart. And did I really believe in everything we say we believe? And you know, God, he doesn't look on the outside. He looks on the inside. And I said, God, I know there's so many times that I've stumbled and I failed you, but you've always picked me up. You've always dusted me off. You've always blessed me and renewed my faith again, if it was through a brother or a sister or someone that is in the church but doesn't go to our church. And as I was looking at the heart, I thought, I am really undone. And I just feel like, church, you know what? It's hard to look at yourself. It's hard to really, when God shows you the good, the bad, the ugly. But I do know one thing. He loves us. He loves us. And he's rooting for us, and he wants to use us. You know, we look at somebody else, and we admire them, and we think, oh, I really want what that person has. You know, that person is so used of God. But those are all good and great things to attain. But God wants to use you. God wants to use you so he can shove it in the devil's face that his church is triumphant, his church is moving on, and there's no greater feeling than to be used of God. And I was thinking about our new ones, you know, and I'm kind of on a quest, pray for me and my husband, because our new ones, you know, this pandemic came, and they don't have a lot of fellowship. So church, we have to start opening up our homes for fellowship, even when we start gathering together again, because that's what's going to root them. That's what's going to keep them. And if we want the revival that God really wants to give us, we have to do this. And I'm ashamed to say that even when I was working, you know, work was tough. I call it the taskmaster. I'm so glad I'm not under the taskmaster anymore. But I've seen things clearly, and God has truly dealt with me. And I love all of you. You know, I've been thinking a lot, going through my phone list, thinking of my brothers and my sisters. And you know what? God wants us to be close. That's the purpose, so others can see the love of God through us. And I pray that it's just the anointing is so strong. It's the anointing that changes us. It's his anointing that will change our heart and our mind. And I pray that you have a really nice day. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Brother Vic.
Thank you, Sister Sprinkle. This was absolutely powerful, church. You know, before we started the devotion call, I spoke with Sister Sprinkle, and she told me that she had studied and took time for a completely different theme this morning. but we are thankful that she was sensitive to the leading of the Holy Ghost, and she went in this new direction. And you could feel that same anointing, that same touch. We feel it even now, what we felt last night. Why don't we just take a moment right now as we finish up this morning. Let's pray right now. Thank God for what he's doing in our church. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the sensitivity that Sister Evelyn Sprinkle had this morning, Lord God, and being able to communicate in words and with your anointing, Lord God. And she said it. It's your anointing that's going to change us. It's going to heal us. That's going to make everything, point us in the right direction, Lord God. And that's what we're wanting. Lord, that's what we're desiring. We thank you for this, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And everyone said amen. Church, the rest of this day, just be thinking and meditating upon everything that Sister Evelyn Sprinkle talked about, and this anointing that we continue to feel. Let's keep this. Let's keep this in our minds, in our spirits throughout the day. Praise God. With that said, we're going to see everyone once again tonight at this same line at 7:15 p.m. for our evening devotion. Praise God. And with that said, God bless all of you.